The federal government will investigate United Health Group following the Change Healthcare cyber attack. Diabetes and weight loss drug Ozempic was found to delay the progression of chronic kidney disease in diabetic patients, according to a large-scale clinical trial. And drug maker Eli Lilly partners with Amazon to deliver its weight loss drug Zepbound directly to consumers' homes. It's Friday, March 15th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. Coming up on Monday, as part of our short series highlighting how health systems are increasing their focus on community youth to build their workforce pipeline, I'll be joined by Zachary Fleitman, the founder and CEO of talent pipeline management platform WorkUp Health. WorkUp has developed a customizable app for hospitals to better engage with students.
Basically take a quiz, and this is something that's a very common interaction pattern, especially for the younger demographics, which is like take a quiz that'll help give you personalized recommendations. And based on the answers to the quiz, there are recommended paths forward. So promoted positions that both match the student interests and match the most in-demand roles for the health system they're interacting with.
The app also allows health systems to better track the return on investment of these engagement efforts. That conversation is coming up on Monday. Be sure to join us. The federal government is investigating United Health Group following a massive and ongoing cyber attack that crippled operations at the company's subsidiary Change Healthcare. Change was hit by a ransomware attack on February 21st, which led the medical claims processor to deactivate many of its core business functions, including billing and prescription fulfillment. Since then, many pharmacies and healthcare providers have faced significant challenges getting reimbursed for their services. The Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, or OCR, announced the probe in a letter released on Wednesday. OCR Director Melanie Fontes-Rainer wrote that because of the scale of the attack, which she described as unprecedented, the probe is in the best interest of both patients and healthcare providers. OCR's investigation of Change Healthcare and United Health will focus on whether a breach of protected health information, or PHI, occurred. The agency will also investigate Change's and United's compliance with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, rules, which the OCR administers and enforces. United Health said it would cooperate with the investigation. So far, the company has not released information about what patient data may have been exposed. Since the attack, the federal government has had to take action to support providers as they grapple with technical and cash flow issues. This week, HHS and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that affected provider organizations and suppliers could qualify for accelerated Medicare payments to continue operations. And last week, CMS extended new flexibilities to providers that allow them to more easily switch clearinghouses as well as file claims on paper. Blockbuster diabetes and weight loss drug Ozempic was found to reduce the risk of kidney disease progression among patients with diabetes. That's according to the results of a large-scale clinical trial released earlier this month. Ozempic, manufactured by Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk, is the brand name version of the GLP-1 agonist drug semaglutide. It originally received FDA approval for type 2 diabetes treatment in December 2017, and in 2020 received a new indication for cardiovascular risk reduction in type 2 diabetes patients. Novo Nordisk also sells semaglutide under the brand name Wegovy for chronic weight management. Semaglutide's efficacy in reducing the risk of chronic kidney disease comes from the results of Novo Nordisk's large-scale FLOW trial, which began in 2019. The trial enrolled more than 3,500 patients with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease and involved a weekly injection of 1 milligram of semaglutide for treatment group patients until the study ended in late 2023. The study found that the drug achieved a 24% reduction in kidney disease progression and death from a cardiovascular or kidney-related event for participants in the treatment group, a statistically significant result. Novo Nordisk announced last October that they were ending the FLOW trial about a year early based on the recommendation from the Independent Data Monitoring Committee, which concluded that the results from an interim analysis met certain criteria for stopping the trial early for efficacy. Novo Nordisk said in a statement that it plans to file for a label expansion for chronic kidney disease in both the United States and the European Union this year based on the results. It's estimated that 1 in 3 adults with diabetes in the United States has chronic kidney disease, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Pharmaceutical companies are seeking to expand the use of GLP-1 drugs beyond diabetes and weight management treatment. Earlier this week, the FDA approved Novo Nordisk's Wegovy to treat cardiovascular conditions in overweight patients, and Novo Nordisk competitor Eli Lilly is currently in the midst of a phase 2 trial studying the efficacy of using its GLP-1 drug, tirzepatide, to treat chronic kidney disease. Josie Suddeth from the GIST team at Kauffman Hall contributed to this story. Pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly will partner with online retail giant Amazon to deliver its weight loss drug Zepbound, along with other drugs, directly to consumers' homes. Eli Lilly announced in January that it had launched a direct-to-consumer telehealth platform called Lilly Direct. The service connects patients with telehealth providers that can write prescriptions for its GLP-1 agonist drug Zepbound, which is approved for chronic weight management, as well as certain insulin products including Humalog. On Wednesday, Amazon Pharmacy announced in a blog post that Eli Lilly had chosen it as a third-party dispensing provider for Lilly Direct. Amazon will deliver the medications directly to patients' homes, and consumers will also have round-the-clock access to a clinical pharmacist through Amazon Pharmacy. The partnership with Amazon comes amidst increased demand for GLP-1 drugs for weight loss, and as other health-adjacent companies angle to get a share of the market. For example, Roe and WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, now offer telehealth services and prescriptions for these drugs. This has been GIST Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The GIST Weekly.